you know, the problem might lie somewhere else in the circuit. And like you said, that is a no-no to touch that. Last year I ran into a similar problem that I had to go on a service call, and they were replacing a water pipe in this house, and the guy decided to dig the street up and disconnect the water pipe. Unfortunately for him, the ground, I should say the neutral on the house itself was loose, so all that voltage at that house, a load neutral, I'm not sure if you know what load neutral is, but that's basically the voltage that the house is using plus the amperage. And needless to say, that guy ended up in the hospital. Back to you, Dick.
Okay, let's run that back again. In other words, that guy had a improper grounding. By the way, that is a LIPA problem. If the neutral of his house had the ability to have any amount of voltage above ground, and when he disconnects the water pipe out in the ground near his water meter, let's say, and he ended up in the hospital because he had a high voltage contact, is what I think you're telling us. That is not only an error within his house, but it's an error in the wiring that goes to his house from the LIPA or Con Ed transformer. There's a lot more to that story. If that individual pole pig transformer that's dropping 7,800 volts of primary down to 220 with Cenotaph, 240 with Cenotaph, 120 each side, and those three wires come into the house, and if that's supplying the grounding for the system, then there's another error. If opening up any of the grounding contacts in your house is capable of creating high voltage, there's a lot more to the story. So I think you said that when he opened up that pipe out in front of his house, he developed a high voltage shock. He's lucky he didn't die. And you said he ended up in the hospital. Give us a few more words on that one, Steve. KC2MDP, K2RIW.
Yeah, Dick, basically, you know, it stunned him, you know. I mean, you know, a couple of days later, I heard he was back at work. But what happened, it wasn't a high voltage, you know, a primary voltage. Basically, what happens is, you know, the only thing that's coming into your house as far as the utility is concerned is, you know, you got your two hots and then you got your common neutral. What happens a lot of times is, you know, they use aluminum wire. The neutral on the triplex is the bare one. You know, the corrosion gets in there, so you lose the neutral, and the water ground ends up taking it over. You know, I mean, you got the ground rod, but, you know, trying to complete a circuit with a ground rod is, you know, forget about it on Long Island, and unless the thing's in, 20 feet of salt water. So what happens, you know, the neutral comes loose, and the path to ground is the water pipe, and as soon as he opened that water pipe up, you know, he completed the circuit between the water pipe from the house and the main, and he got clobbered with the voltage, you know, from the house, plus that load that house was drawing. Back to you.
Okay, then he had something close to what's called the dim-bright problem. If you lose the grounding of neutral on the wiring that comes from your pole pig transformer to your house, then depending on, you have a red wire and a black wire, the so-called two hot wires that are 180 degrees out of phase, 240 across them, 120 each one to ground. And if in the ideal case, the black wire in your house has the exact same amount allowed load as the red wire, so each one has the same number of amperes of 120 volts, then the neutral would stay right in the middle. However, if the red wiring of the house has more load than the black or vice versa, the voltage becomes unbalanced and more of the 240, not only 120 of it, appears across each circuit. Some of the bulbs in the house get bright and some of them get dim. And in which case, in the worst case, there's 240 volts across the system, across the ground. In reality, it's going to be a little bit lower than that. Do you believe he was hit with some fraction of the 240 volts, or do you believe that he was hit with some fraction of the 7,800? Either one could do it. In the case of, if it was just his wiring in the house that was improper to the neutral lead coming from the street, then he has a so-called dim-bright problem, and no more than 240 volts could possibly appear across that water pipe. However, if it was the 7800 trying to appear across the water pipe, and the water pipe has to go through a certain amount of earth to go from his house out to where that water meter was, where he's disconnecting it. And he's getting partial grounding, and therefore not all the 7800 appeared. There's a lot more to the story as to how many volts that he gets subjected to. And by the way, what in your opinion, Steve, is the reason why he is opening up the water pipe out in front of his house at the meter, at the water meter? What in the world is he doing that for? Over to you, Steve, K2RIW.
Wrong terminology, Dick.
Okay, yeah, Dick, he, yeah, the maximum he would have got hit with is 240. The reason they were doing this is they were basically changing the water service. This house was under construction. They were, adding to the house, so they needed increased water pressure for the new bathrooms and everything they were putting in. So basically, they were increasing the size of the water service to the house. This guy was a professional. He basically does this every day of his life, you know, changing and, you know, the old saying, you know, when you do something every day, you end up getting careless, and basically that's what happened to him. Back to you.
But let me ask you this. It is my belief, if you want to stay living, that anybody taking a house that has been wired with 110, 240, and he opens up a pipe anywhere in that system, even to the water meter out in front of the house, if he doesn't put a great big electronic clamp between the left-hand pipe and the right-hand pipe, so that we've got one hand on each one of them and he's about to separate them. If he doesn't put a great big electrical connector between the two and he opens up those two, a certain percentage of the time he's putting himself at extremely high risk. Do you agree with me? And why in the world are they not instructed to never do that without that electrical clamp? KC2MDP. K2RIW in the tech net.
I agree with both of you, and then.
Yep, you hit the nail on the head, Dick. Exactly. That thing should be jumped out so there is a physical ground between the pipe he's working on and the main itself. I mean, as far as the code goes, there should be a jumper between the pipe that is, you know, basically the load side of your water meter and, you know, the line side of your water meter. So that way, if that water meter has to be removed for any reason, you know, changed, removed, upgrade, whatever, there's still a physical connection that would ensure the guy will not get clobbered when he opens that water meter, you know, basically takes that water meter out of the circuit. Back to you.
Okay, so to repeat what we're saying, if it's one of the middle pipes somewhere in your house, between the hot water heater and a faucet that goes to the bathroom or to the kitchen, it's probably not a problem. But when it comes to the main water pipe coming into the house, whether it be inside of your house or whether it be outside of your house, when it comes to the main water pipe coming into your house, which in many cases is a significant ground for the wiring of your house, if you're about to open up that pipe without a substantial electronic clamp between the left-hand pipe and the right-hand pipe that you're about to separate, if there's not an electronic clamp between those two, you are on the threshold of dying. Know that ahead of time. Now, apparently we made a number of mistakes that Wesley's about to correct. Wesley, speak slowly because the signal you're putting into the machine tonight is extremely noisy. And so, not everybody's going to understand everything you're saying, so speak slowly, give us enough audio, and if anything you can do to increase the power out of your signal, it would help. You're giving us a very noisy signal, all of your transmissions tonight, so that a number of times you told us you wanted to make a comment, we could barely understand that you were saying that. N2XJN, K2RIW in the TechNet.
How is it now? Is it any good?
I heard you 50% of the time. You dropped out three times during that transmission. Over to you, Wesley.
Okay. Just give me a second. Let me find out what's going on. I'm going to correct you with him. Very, very short period of time. Yeah, gonna be trying to do his best. How is it? Oh.
You are 80% noise, 20% audio, and you drop out 30% of the time right now.
Okay. Hey, I'm sorry.
Circuit is only completed by way of the so-called neutral wire going to the water pipe in the private person's home. And if he opens up that particular water pipe or neutral wire in that worst-case wiring situation, 7,800 volts can appear at his house. I've seen it happen, and it's destructive as all hell. Very dangerous. You can get a clue that that might be happening by putting a clamp-on ammeter on your local ground and around certain of your water pipes. Now, in a case of Paul's case, where he's got below-ground wiring, quite possibly his LIPA powering, Long Island Power Authority, maybe that transformer is properly grounded. But the other case that can create hum, let me drop.
D-star wires or echolink.
The other case that can create error is that if he has a faulty appliance in the house, which is supplying current, a substantial amount of current, into his neutral pin. He's got a faulty appliance somewhere in the house that's supplying current into the neutral pin, and therefore his so-called neutral circuit has, let me pick a number, 1 volt of audio on it, 60 cycle, 1 volt of 60 cycle power on it, 160, 1 volt with reference to earth. That would be a supplier of current that's going across his television set and his converter box wiring for his cable TV. And now the ground coming in on the RG6 cable with the F connector on it, that's got a ground coming from his cable system. He's got this other slightly floating ground within his house and current flowing between the two. That can give you hum pickup. And by isolating the two with that gray mechanical isolating device, he opened up that particular ground loop and that particular hum disappeared. And there's a slight risk when you do that because the grounding that the third pin normally supplies, he doesn't have anymore. So he's got to be careful with the way he uses that television set and that cable TV converter. In the worst case situation, because he now has a floating ground on those, the only way they're being grounded is by way of the F connector on the RG6 cable coming in from the cable company. If in the worst case situation, you had a failure of the converter box so that it has a connecting path between the hot lead of 120 volts and its case, and you disconnected that F connector that was doing grounding, and now you don't have the other ground because of that gray mechanical isolating device, in theory, that chassis, if it's a metal chassis of the converter box, could be 120 volts above ground. It could be a dangerous condition. It takes a number of simultaneous failures. The whole idea of that third prong is to give you human safety. I wonder if you've run into any conditions like this, Rich. N2EO, wait for the beep, K2RIW on the TechNet.
Okay, man.
Okay, Dick. You know what I was, I remember a Con Edison man once told me where they've had problems. Some people are under the mistaken impression, he said, this is like 20 years ago, that if they cut the neutral wire out of their fuse box, circuit breaker box, they're going to cut their electric bill down. And when people get pressed for money, they do this. What he said is happens is they cut that neutral wire because the ground, what's really happening is the ground has a little resistance. They're limiting current to the house, so they don't get good regulation. The voltage sags down when they run appliances, and their electric bill does go down a little bit, but it's very dangerous. Now, what if one of his neighbors did that, was on the same bus thing?
Looking at Zoltec or any kind of warehouse.
media, I can tell that somebody is trying to give us some information. But your signal is 97% noise and 3% audio, and we're only catching every other word at best. And I know you're trying to give us some electrical information, but we're not getting the message, I'm sorry to say. The machine is running in a very noisy mode tonight, so unless a person puts in a reasonably strong signal, we're not hearing an awful lot of the signals we would normally hear. Now, let me address what Rich just mentioned. Eric, if you're available, I wonder if under the conditions we should put the machine back in the PL mode, because right now we're getting other signals coming through that are giving us some grief. KE2EJ, K2RIW. Maybe Eric's not available. I'm not quite sure of the way the watt-hour meter is wired, Rich. And yes, if you remove the neutral, the watt-hour meter, it has to keep track of how much current you're flowing on the A phase and the B phase. So therefore, it has to have a minimum of two current-sensing devices along with the voltage-sensing device and multiply the two together to come up with the properly adjusted for power factor real watts that you're consuming. So if you remove the neutral, will the watt-hour meter run at a different rate? Maybe, but not very different, like you said. And now you've converted your whole house into the dim-bright problem. In other words, if you no longer have a properly installed neutral or grounding lead on the wiring of your house, you would barely get away with it if on the red wire to ground and the black wire to ground, in other words, each of your 220-volt circuits, if you have each one drawing the exact same number of watts, everything would be balanced. That's a very rare condition. You're always going to get a refrigerator or air conditioner or something turning on one of the phases and not the other. Therefore, the phase that turns on is going to get low voltage. The other phase is going to get high voltage. And if you had light bulbs around the house that are on the A and the B phase, the red and the black wire, one of those light bulbs is going to get very bright and burn out, and the other one's going to get very dim. They call it the dim-bright problem for a whole bunch of reasons, of human safety as well as proper voltages to your appliances. You never want to remove the grounding or the neutral on the wiring of your house. That's what I think you were saying, Rich, and whoever started that crazy rumor that you're going to save on your electric bill by doing that, boy, that's a long shot and a dangerous solution and no solution at all as I see it. Did I get that correctly, Rich? N2EO, K2RIW?
You got part of it correct, Dick. What I said is a Con Edison man told me that people do this and it's very dangerous. Now my question is, if Paul is on the sharing a bus with one of his neighbors, like I share the bus with four other houses, a total of five houses are on the same transformer. If one of his neighbors had mistakenly done that because he thought he was going to save electricity, wouldn't possibly it find ground to Paul's equipment? Over to you, Dick.
You're absolutely right. So if his neighbors has a improper ground, because that pole pick transformer,
repeater, time event.
I think the machine came back into its timing. If that pole pick transformer is producing 240 volts across the whole red-black secondary winding with a cenotaph, and those three leads are going to three or four houses, and if one of those three houses has a improper neutral, improper grounding, you're asking, can it be pumping current back, unbalanced current, through the transformer wiring back into Paul's house? I'm almost positive the answer is yes. Not quite. It takes a double fault to do that. Because the transformer is trying to produce 120 volts each side of its center tap on that secondary winding, a person with improper grounding in his house, he's going to get a dim bright problem within his house. But that doesn't change the fact that there's still 120 volts at the transformer itself, each side of center tap. As long as Paul's current, neutral, is properly wired, Paul's going to get proper voltage into his house. It would take a double fault into his neighbor's house. If his neighbor's house had improper grounding and excess current, not to the neutral, but to earth, if his neighbor had both improper grounding and excess current to earth in the neighbor's house, now his neighbor will be pouring neutral current back through the so-called neutral lead to that transformer into Paul's grounding. Yes, it takes a double fault for that to happen, but that certainly could happen. This is another reason why I think Paul should either measure millivolts across his grounding wiring with a very sensitive AC millivolt meter, and or using a clamp-on ammeter, see if there's any substantial current flowing between his neutral wire and his water pipe. In the ideal world, there should be no current flowing through his grounding system. I wonder if you now agree with what I'm saying, Rich. N2EX, N2EO. Wait for the beep. K2RIW.
KC2MDP.
Yeah, I do agree. I cringed when Paul said that he was thinking of removing that ground, because if he's got one hand with that ground and the other hand on the pipe, game over.
Absolutely. Steve, wait for the beep and then go ahead. KC2MDP, K2RIW, and TechNet.
Okay, Dick, I just want to touch base on that dim bright problem, and there can't be more than 120 volts on the neutral. Well, your dim bright problem, let's just take it down to basic. Dim bright problem, well, the dim bulb is not getting 120 volts. The bright bulb is getting more than 120 volts, correct? If that's correct, where is the neutral? The neutral is still connected. The neutral's floating. So if the neutral is on the bulb with, let's say, 180 volts on it, and you become the neutral, are you not getting that 180 volt load? Back to you.
I think the answer is no if the pole pig transformer is properly wired. If the pole pig transformer is properly wired, and if the secondary winding center tap is properly grounded right at the pole pig transformer, right at the butt plate at the utility pole, then your red wire and your black wire, in theory, can never be more than 120 volts away from ground, away from earth. So if the center tap of the pole pig transformer properly grounded at the pole pig, each wire, red wire and black wire, can never be anything but 120 volts from earth. But now if you have multiple faults, if the secondary winding of the pole pig transformer center tap is floating, and if the house is floating, if the neutral of the house is floating, and if I've got another fault in the house where the red wire is being heavily connected to earth within the house, a very heavy load, an air conditioner load or whatever. And so the air conditioner is creating a very heavy load on the red wire to ground, and the secondary winding center tap at the pole pig transformer is floating, and I ground red, then black can be 240 volts above earth. But it takes a double fault for that to happen. I wonder if you see that, Steve. Make sure you get the beep. KC2MDP, K2RIW.
Disagree, Wesley.
Thank you.
realistic. I understand where you're coming from, but yeah, I'll try and explain. I know what I want to say, but I'm trying to explain it. Okay, let's take a basic series circuit. We have two lamps. The voltage is 240 volts. If we take 220 volt lamps at exactly the same wattage, let's say 100 watts, each bulb should get 120 volts. Okay, now we take one bulb out and we put a 30 watt bulb in. Now, the 100 watt bulb is going to become dim. The 30 watt bulb is going to become super bright, less resistant. So therefore, the 30 watt bulb should have more voltage. Now, keep this in mind. Now, take a wire between the two bulbs off that series circuit. That's your neutral. If that neutral's not tied to anything, you grab one side of that neutral end, you grab the ground. In theory, do you not get 180 volts? Back to you.
Wesley.
We're hearing a very noisy Wesley saying he disagreed. We're going to get to him in a minute. I will admit that one of those bulbs can definitely see greater than 120 volts. In the worst case situation, one single bulb could see as much as 240 volts and the other bulb gets 0 volts. That's definitely possible within the house. But if the pole pig transformer is properly grounded, at every instant of time, the red wire is exactly 120 volts away from Earth, the black wire is exactly 120 volts away from Earth all the time because of the proper grounding of the center cap of the secondary of that pole pig transformer at the utility pole. So therefore, red wire, black wire, or the neutral wire in the house can never be more than a 120 volts from Earth if the pole pig transformer is properly grounded. If the pole pig transformer is floating, and if the neutral in the house is floating, and if there is a, that's one fault, and the neutral of the center tap of the transformer, let me drop, the center tap of the transformer floating is fault number one. The neutral wiring in the house is fault number two. And at fault number three, I've got an appliance which is creating a tremendous amount of low resistance from, let's say, the red wire to ground. Now, the black wire of the house in that situation could go to 240 volts above ground if all of the neighbors were not connected. But now there's a catch. In theory, that transformer is going to three or four houses. In theory, at least one of those houses is going to provide the proper grounding for the center tap of the secondary winding of the pole pig transformer. If one of those three or four houses is providing the proper ground for the pole pig center tap secondary winding, then the pole pig transformer itself, red wire can never be more than 120 volts from ground, or red wire will always be exactly 120 volts away from Earth, and black wire will be exactly 120 volts away from Earth. And the neutral in the house, no matter where it is, it may be closer to the red phase or closer to the black phase. In that scenario, the neutral can never be more than 120 volts away from Earth. So if your neighbors are supplying proper grounding, or if the transformer itself is properly grounded, red wire is exactly 120 from Earth, black wire is 120 from Earth, and the neutral of the house that's floating is somewhere in between, but can never be more than 120 from Earth, even though one of the bulbs in the house can be getting 180 volts, and the other bulb in the house can be getting 40 volts. Do you see how that can happen, Steve? KC2MDP, wait for the beep, K2RIW.
Can I say something?
2OY.
Can I say something?
Steve first, go ahead, Steve.
Very good, Dick. Yeah, I understand your theory. I understand your theory. You know, I hate to disagree with you because I'm just going to say this, and I don't want to tie it up, that I've seen situations where I've had more than 120 volts to your neutral wire. I'll leave it at that. I don't want to cause an argument. Back to you, Dick.
Was the 120 volts, more than 120 volts of neutral wire, measured to what? Measured to earth? Measured to local water pipe? Measured to red or black? More than 120 volts you measured between neutral and what? Over to you, Steve. Wait for the beep.
Between hot leg and the neutral. You know, I had a situation one time where basically, you know, I was getting, 95 volts from hot leg to neutral and 100, whatever the difference is. Boy, my math is bad tonight. I had all this written down. And, so let's see, you got 95, 105, so, like 145 volts from, let's say, the other leg to neutral. Back to you.
Steve, I'm going to agree with you. As long as you're measuring from neutral to a hot lead within the house, absolutely, you can get anything from 120 up to 240. You could get as much as 240 within a house between a hot lead and neutral, a floating neutral, absolutely. However, from the floating neutral in the house to true earth, if one of the three neighbors is supplying proper grounding, step by step, let me go one step at a time and see if I can get you to agree with this. If at least one of the neighbors is supplying proper grounding to that pole pig transformer, I think you will agree that the center tap of the secondary winding of the transformer is grounded by one of those three neighbors. As such, the transformer itself has got a very low internal resistance. From that truly grounded center tap to the red hot, he's producing exactly 120 volts. With reference to earth, to the black lead with reference to neutral, which is earth, he's producing exactly 120 volts. So red lead with reference to true earth can never be more than 120 volts from earth. Black lead with earth can never be more than 120 volts. The floating ground within the faulty house is somewhere between those two extremes. So if you measured faulty ground to earth, you'll never measure more than 120. If you measure floating ground and faulty house to a hot lead, you can measure anything up to 240. KC2MDP, do you agree or disagree? And you're allowed to say, I'm going to think about it some more. K2RIW in the TechNet.
Okay, I think I understand where you're coming from. I'm just going to run this real quickly past you. I don't want to tie this up all night with this thing. So you agree with me that you can get anything up to 240 on the neutral. I'll let it drop. Do you agree or disagree?
Within the house, when measuring from a hot lead to neutral, you can get anything up to 240. But if within the faulty house you're measuring neutral to earth, and if one of the three houses on that transformer is supplying proper grounding at the transformer, the center tap is grounded, the red and the black lead at the transformer are always exactly 120 away from earth. I think we're slowly coming around, and by the way, this is worth pursuing, because people who misunderstand this can get themselves in a hell of a lot of trouble, and some of them die. KC2MDP, K2RIW, wait for the beep.
Now you're right, Dick, before you were wrong.
Okay, Dick, very good. So we established that you can get 240 on the neutral. Now here's my thing, that every electrical service I've seen, as far as I know, maybe the terminology is wrong in the electrical field, but the neutral and what they call the ground in the electrical field, the one that goes to the water pipe, the one that goes to the ground wire, are always together. Someplace in that system, that ground wire and that neutral become one and the same. Back to you, Dick.
KC White.
Mel recognized. Without a doubt, if the house is properly wired, the neutral of the house and the earthing of the house by way of water pipe and ground rods and whatever should be one and the same. But when in doubt, a smart thing to do is to put a clamp-on ammeter across any water pipe you can gather, particularly the main water pipe coming into the main valve of the house, or a clamp-on ammeter around that so-called wire that goes to the clamp of the water pipe from the fuse box. I'd like to believe that if the house is properly wired and everything's working correctly, there should be an extremely small current that flows through that grounding system. That whole grounding system is done for safety, and the current that it could possibly carry is only the backup system. If you're already using the backup system because there is substantial current flowing in what you think is neutral wiring of your house, you better find out why. If Paul puts a clamp-on ammeter on his RG6/U piece of cable with the F connector on it coming from his cable company, if he puts a clamp-on ammeter around that cable and measures current, that ain't good. If he puts a clamp-on ammeter around any of the so-called neutral or grounding wire of his house and he measures current, I recommend he find out why. Because the current that flows through it is supposed to be nothing but backup. If he's already using the backup, that's not good. He's one step away from a potential danger of some kind. That's a strongly felt opinion. Mel's got a bunch of opinions on this. K2KEY. K2RIW. Go ahead, Mel.
Okay, this is K2KEY. Ha ha. I pulled out the book. I got one book called The Meter Man, Con Ed Meter Man. And they show you the wiring of all their different meters, their load meters, their demand meters. I'm looking now at a single phase, three-wire system. The neutral is not necessary for the meter to run. That's all. The neutral does not go through any part of the metering internal mechanism to start with. Now I'm looking at the transformer, the so-called ones that they have outside. And they tell you here that the voltage that the Con Ed uses is of the secondary called the WY-Delta system. In other words, it looks like a triangle, three coils. So that at any time, no matter, and they show one of the coils, the junction of two of the coils, one of that goes to ground. It shows that the E, they show you E here, should never, in other words, it can never be more than 240 volts. There is no way that the primary, showing you the primary here of, say, US 2300 here, that there is kind of, that's the standard procedure for Brooklyn and the borough, that they have this thing, the transformers, and the secondary, the transformer, is based on this Y delta, and it can never be more than 240 volts at any time across any part of the system at maximum, Dick. Of course, at the neutral, to any one of these windings, the other two windings, is 120 volts. But I can't see how you're going to get out of this system when I'm looking at with this transformer, how it's made up, that anything more than that could get out into your house, over.
Yeah, I think an awful lot of Con Ed system, particularly on Staten Island, you do have not a single phase of 240/120 like we do. I think they use two of the phases that are 120 degrees apart in some kind of a complicated system. And so therefore, they don't get 240, they get some other crazy number like 215. I think their air conditioner and their electric range runs on 215, and each individual phase of their normal house wiring is running on 133 or some crazy numbers like that. There are a few people, particularly in Staten Island, that are running on two separate phases. But isn't most of Brooklyn running on one single phase? Let's see if Rich can agree with that one. Rich, is it true that you have two separate phases come into your house that are 120 degrees apart, and therefore you get crazy numbers? That's the reason why on your high-power amplifier, your Amadin amplifier, you had to get a special transformer wired, N2EO, K2LIW in the TechNet.
Yeah, that's always been a problem here in Whitestone, Dick. We get 212 off the each hot leg. And I think we calculated there were, 120 or 135 degrees out of phase, not 180. The problem I run into is especially with a capacitor input power supply as opposed to a choke input supply, the regulation isn't that good.
You forgot about mentioning about the wiring, the star or wiring of the triangle, which transformers are.
Yeah, there is the so-called star and delta wiring, which also makes things more complicated. But he had two separate phases coming into his house that I believe are very close to 120 degrees apart, and therefore his voltages do not add in the normal manner. They add by a square root of 3 number, the 120 degrees of phase difference between the two. So the rest of us that run on one single phase, in other words, there are three leads at, in my case, 1300 volts lead, 1380 I think it is, lead to lead, 7800 volts lead to ground. I have three separate phases, A, B, and C phase, of distribution high voltage wiring going down my block, and those three phases are 120 degrees away from each other, and they are 7800 volts to ground. And my particular pole pig transformer is connected to only one of those phases, and it feeds three houses, I believe. However, what's your guess as to how the wiring works in the Con Ed districts like Staten Island and a few other places, I think, which where the private homes are running on two separate phases? How is that transformer wired? Is the transformer wired not one phase to ground like it is in my community? Is the transformer wired between two phases or three phases? Maybe the transformer sees all three phases, and then the secondary windings, three of those wires come into the house. I wonder if anyone knows how that is done in those Con Ed districts. Give me your call, it is right now, K2LIW in the TechNet.
KC2MDP.
Go ahead, Steve, and wait for the beep.
Okay, very good. Yeah, the stuff we have out here is, 120, 240 single phase, which they call an Edison three-wire circuit. As far as, I can't swear for all of this city, but I know a lot, especially underground city, city stuff is all three-phase, let's say house one will be A and B, house two will be B and C, house three will be, A and C, and they go like that. Basically they have a three-phase main feeder, and they'll just use two hot legs off each of the, each of the phases to, distribute the load. Back to you.
Yeah, now, what Wesley is asking is sort of what I'm asking too, Steve. If, say, for instance, I'm the house that runs between phase A and phase B, does that mean the primary of my transformer is connected to high voltage distribution, phase A and phase B? That's the primary winding. And now, what does that secondary winding that I get, the low voltage winding, how do I end up with two separate phases in my house if there's only one transformer involved? Over to you, Steve. KC2MDP. K2RIW, wait for the beep.
Bring transformers in, Edison.
Okay, out here, basically, you know, they'll use one primary phase. So one primary phase, you know, they'll drop it down, and they'll split it to what they call a, you know, Edison free wire circuit as far as, you know, how many electrical degrees apart. You know, that I couldn't tell you. You know, it's probably 180. I can't be 100% sure. I mean, I can find out for you. But three phase, you know, if it's, you know, most of the time it's what they call a Y system, star system. You know, nominal voltage is 120 across any phase to neutral, and across any of the two phases is 208. That's nominal voltage. You know, you're never going to find that. You know, you're always going to find, you know, 208, you know, 204, 212, 215, somewhere in there. You know, you're never going to find exactly 120, 240, or 120, 208. Back to you.
Okay. There was another gentleman who was trying to say something about it.
KD2OY. I think it's KC2OY or something like that. Start off with your name, sir, and then your comment. K2RIW in the TechNet. Please wait for the beep. My name is Dick. Okay, is my signal fair enough? Your signal is extremely good. You're one of the good guys here. Go right ahead. Start off with your name, sir, and give me your full call letters.
For a while. This is Dave, by the way. Name, last name is almost similar to yours. Now that'll ring a bell. I had the problem with that hum. I'm backing up now. That hum on the TV set. Not enough to annoy me. I called cable. Smarts, real sharp character walk in, comes in, takes a listen to it, goes out to the truck, gets a clamp on ammeter, listen to this, puts it around the cable and asks me, did you have any electrical work done recently? I said, yes. My drop from the pole, rather, my drop to the pan, the meter pan, was corroded. Let me drop this. Was corroded. And I had an electrician put in a new drop from the top of the building down and to the meter pan. He says, you better get in touch with Lupo immediately. By LIPA. I called LIPA. They come down. They said to me, whoops, no ground. No ground. They said, we won't even wait for your electrician. They ran a very heavy wire from the box outside to a 10-foot ground. After that, he enters the home. He says, let's tighten up your water pipe. Ground. I live in 11 house. The water pipe is under those steps. So we went back to the TV set. Hum was gone. So I guess you know what happened. Back to Ned.
Very fine, Dave. When he put the clamp on ammeter on the RG6 cable, the F connector cable from the cable company, do you have any idea what current he measured? Go ahead.
No, that was another thing. He did it so quickly, I didn't even get a chance. I wanted to take a look, but a lot of these fellows are under the impression that you won't know what you're looking at anyway. And can I see the meter? He says, let me tell you what has to be done.
So did he make any change at that time, or did he demand that? LIPA fixed the system first, or did he establish a ground for you? I think you said he cleaned up the ground that you had. Give me a run-by on that one again, Dave. Go ahead.
No, he did not clean up the ground. He said contact LIPA immediately and tell them what... Sorry, what he found. And they were down here within an hour or two, took a look and said, you have no ground, your neutral is not grounded. Chris should have run a ground. We will run it right now, because you do dangerous situations.
Okay, so when it comes to the wiring out here, here on Long Island where we use one single phase of 7,800 volts to ground going to a single transformer. And that system then comes into the house. If each individual house is not well grounded on its neutral lead coming in, as well as the transformer itself being well grounded at the utility pole, if there is one, it's a dangerous condition. You can get the dim bright problem, which can destroy appliances within the house, and if anything goes wrong with the wiring, some ridiculous voltages can appear across what you think is neutral or what you think is a water pipe. As much as 120 or more volts, and in the worst situation, if you were the only house on that particular transformer, and that transformer was not grounded properly at the telephone pole, then in theory, as much as 7,800 volts can appear on your fuse box, within the wiring of your house. Guarantee it's going to make you unhappy. It's going to literally make smoke and flames. In the case of that neighbor's house, where a automobile struck the pole out front, and he's the only guy on that particular transformer, and the 2,300 volts entered his house, he's lucky the house didn't burn down. It just charred the living daylights out of his main fuse panel, and lucky it didn't spread to anything else within the house. So I'm still mystified in the case of the few people in New York City where the so-called 120, so-called 240, at some other crazy voltages, comes into the house with two separate phases, approximately 120 degrees apart. And if I'm on the house that's on phase A/B, if I'm an AB house, does that mean the primary of A transformer goes between high voltage wire A and high voltage wire B? That's the primary. And how do I end up with two separate phases inside the house? I wonder if you happen to know how that works, Steve. KC2MDP, K2RIW?
No way. That's not the way it's wired in New York.
Okay, then how is Rich getting two separate phases when you cannot simply add the voltages? In other words, he doesn't have 120 each side of ground and 240 total. He's got a total of 212 and something much higher than 120 each side. In other words, he really is getting two phases that are not 180 degrees apart like I get. I really got one phase. My A and my B, my red and my black, with reference to ground, are 180 degrees apart. It's a simple center tap on a transformer. But he's got some other arrangement by which he's truly getting two phases and the voltages don't add. What's your guess as to how that is wired, Mel? K2KEY, K2RIW?
Okay, I got all this wiring right in front of me. All single family, two family, and three family houses in the borough is wired with a three wire single phase system. That's, in other words, the seat of secondary of the transformer. So standard, you know, two coils in series, the center is the neutral. However, there is some reason that in some buildings where they have need for a three-wire, three-phase called delta, and this delta winding for, apartment buildings where they have elevator systems, they provide a three-wire, three-phase delta. And what it looks like a triangle, you know, with three coils, and off one of the coils comes a, it shows you here that it's strange the way it looks, because you look at the coils, you have here 240 and 240 coming off that.
At 8 o'clock.
To be slightly out of balance, I can see that. That's why, in other words, the separate service that comes in, whether he tapped off that, I don't know. But the other services, like, for instance, the three-phase services here are four-wire, three-phase called WYE. Three-phase WYE